Welcome to the show. This is Wizard Eye Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Lee Rogers. I run the alternative news website, roguegovernment.com. And today is December 20th, 2007. There is so much to cover. Yesterday, we were one of the first Patriot shows to report on this passage of this horrible gun control legislation. This is, of course, the Veterans Disarmament legislation that's been talked about quite frequently. And, of course, just to recap, the Senate in the shadows of the night passed this thing. They struck some deal, apparently, between all the different factions, and they put this thing through. And to add insult to injury, the NRA helped get this thing passed. They approved of this thing strongly. They thought this was a wonderful thing. And they did it by voice vote. So now this horrible gun control legislation, the Veterans Disarmament Act, as it's being called, is going to go to our dictator-in-chief, George W. Bush, for his signature. I'm sure he's going to happily sign it. Now, I kind of beat this issue to death on yesterday's show, but I did a huge write-up on it. You can go to my website, roguegovernment.com, and you can take a look at it. And it's entitled, NRA Helps to Destroy the Second Amendment. And after this, if you have a membership in the NRA, get rid of it. The NRA, the National Rifle Association, has proven through their actions that they are actually a pro-gun control group. They are not a pro-Second Amendment group. So if you are affiliated with the NRA, cease any affiliation with them. And it's just hard to believe that they have 4 million something members. We cannot support this gun control lobby. They're a bunch of frauds. They're a bunch of liars. So I strongly encourage you to not associate yourself with this group any longer. They have completely sold us out with their support of this bill. Now, with that aside, I've got so much other news to cover. I mean, I just came across the past half hour, all of this crazy stuff. Let me just go on a list of some of the stuff I'm going to cover. The Associated Press came out with an article entitled Paul Shaping Up as Spoiler in Race. Some good news there. He's getting some mainstream media coverage. And we had George W. Bush. He held a press conference, and he is refusing to talk about these destroyed CIA tapes. The TSA is drawing complaints from travelers. I guess people aren't liking the enslavement. So that's in our Associated Press article we'll get into. In our Associated Press report, Rudy was secretive as mayor. Apparently he left with 2,000 boxes of documents, and it's just completely out of control. I mean, I don't understand why he needs to leave with 2,000 boxes of documents. And very strange news report there. What else do we have here? Europe celebrates tearing down of borders. This is an American Free Press article. And, of course, they are just merging all the countries. They're trying to get rid of national sovereignty, and that's just another piece of that. We also have the story, Iraq and Afghan wars top costs of Vietnam. Just unbelievable how much money is just being wasted on these phony wars. All under the guise of fighting terrorism. Jeez, got so much other news to cover. Saudis are biggest group of Al-Qaeda fighters. We're going to cover all of this and more. We have to break, but stay tuned. We'll get into all of this.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Okay, welcome back to Live Free or Die Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, also being simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network. And if you'd like to call into the show, the number is 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. But first, I have to cover a bunch of news, so if I don't get to your call, please be patient. We got a lot of stuff to cover on today's program. Of course, we mentioned the gun control legislation. And, again, just another travesty. Just goes to show you that we have a bunch of traitors in United States Congress. And the NRA helped facilitate this whole thing. And I'm so disappointed that these senators... I mean, it would have been one thing if they put this stuff to an actual vote, instead of just a voice vote, where they can just pass this thing through without going on the record. And I think that's really one of the main problems I have with this whole thing. And again, it's a horrible piece of legislation. Read my article, NRA Helps to Destroy the Second Amendment, up on roguegovernment.com. It breaks down the whole thing. I think the Gun Owners of America, actually, they released some good stuff on this as well. So there's lots of sources of information that you can get on this thing. It's just horrendous. And of course, you have the Supreme Court. They're going to be ruling next year on the District of Columbia gun ban, whether that's constitutional or unconstitutional. I mean, somebody with common sense, I can just read what the Second Amendment says. I think it's pretty much evident which way they should rule. But, you know, they'll probably just rule against the Second Amendment. I can almost guarantee it. You know, it's just disgraceful. I mean, all three branches of government at the federal level have been co-opted on a number of levels. And this veterans disarmament legislation pretty much just proves it. So I don't know what else I can add to that. Just check out my website and take a look at the information. I mean, it's all out there, and it's disgusting. Let's get into some of this other news. Ron Paul shaping up as spoiler in race This is from the Associated Press, and it reads as follows. It wasn't long ago that Representative Ron Paul was an anti-war asterisk in the race for the Republican presidential nomination. Then his campaign raised a record $6 million in a single day. Now the libertarian-leaning Texas congressman is looking like a possible spoiler with an eclectic tech-savvy following and an astounding $18 million in donations raised in less than 3 months. It's sort of gotten out of control. I don't know what to do about it, he told one audience recently in mock frustration. At the current rate, it is some of his better-known rivals who might have cause for concern. Polls give no indication that Paul can win any primaries or caucuses, but his appeal to independents in particular could make a difference in contests in New Hampshire, which votes on January 8th, or in Michigan, where a primary is scheduled 1 week later. Now, we know these polls are all rigged, because the vast majority of people today are walking around with cell phones. I mean, landlines are pretty much a thing of the past. Yeah, people have landlines, but a lot of people are going the cell phone only route. And there's a lot of people who support Ron Paul that didn't vote in the previous election or weren't Republicans. They weren't affiliated with the Republican Party. Plus, you see all the rigged focus groups. You see the polls where they phrase the polls and with questions so that you're more likely to vote for the other candidates. They kind of try to hide Ron Paul as a choice. So I think what we have here is that we have a situation where the polls are not accurately reflecting what is going on. And I still think he's got an outstanding chance at winning New Hampshire. So we'll see what happens. But that's a good write-up from the Associated Press. You know, but you know, especially after all that white supremacist news with some white supremacists donating money, and they make a big deal out of it, which I thought was incredibly stupid. So some good news there. He's getting more press coverage. Bush won't discuss CIA tapes. This is from Reuters, and the dictator-in-chief himself had a press conference talking about a number of things. Of course, just another staged press conference, nothing really out of the ordinary. But he did talk about the CIA tapes briefly. I'll read from this report from Reuters. President George W. Bush insisted on Thursday he did not learn until recently that the CIA destroyed videotapes of harsh interrogations and said he would not speak any more in public about the issue currently under investigation by the administration and Congress. Well, I don't think we could have expected anything less from Bush. So there you go. He won't comment on these destroyed CIA videotapes. I don't think there's any question that there is something on those tapes that they wanted to hide. Hence why they destroyed the tapes. I mean, if everything that was on those tapes was legal and kosher, I highly doubt that they would have destroyed the tapes. You know, I mean, just use common sense here. Why destroy the tapes if there's nothing illegal going on the tapes themselves? But he won't, of course, talk about them. So that's just the way it is. Let's go on to this other article. TSA draws travelers' complaints. This is from the Associated Press. Hand sanitizer makes it through security in one airport, then it's confiscated at another. Screen lines back up because only 2 of 6 lanes are open. And then there's the occasional all-too-intimate pat-down. Those complaints and other frustrations make the nation's airport security agency about as popular as the IRS. Now, I mean, of course. First of all, the TSA, it's completely unnecessary. It's completely unnecessary. If you allow the airlines to secure their own property, you don't need a government entity controlling security at all these airports and treating people like slaves. It's incredibly stupid. Every time I've flown, I see somebody patting down grandma. You got them screening people going through in wheelchairs. It's the stupidest thing. And all they have to confiscate that hand sanitizer. Oh, because that could be used to make a liquid bomb. Remember last year? You had the, what was it? They're trying to make a liquid bomb on a plane. When it was proven that the materials that they had couldn't even be used to make a bomb properly. But of course, the media plays out like, oh, geez, they want to blow up planes over the Atlantic. All this hysteria. And that's when all this crap about taking people's liquids and not allowing people with liquids onto planes. I mean, that's when that all started. Bottom line is, we don't need a TSA. Just let the airlines and the airlines control security on their own aircraft. Let them protect their own property. The airliners, since they own the aircraft, they're going to be more likely to effectively secure their own property instead of the government. And you got all these stories that have come out where people are sneaking all of these things through. The Government Accountability Office issued a report on that. So the TSA is largely not very effective. So why even spend the money on an agency that's not very effective, that treats the American people like a bunch of slaves? It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. I say get rid of the TSA. There's no need for it. That's one of the reasons why I don't fly, because I don't like being treated like a slave. Look, I'm not a terrorist. I'm not going to blow up innocent people, okay? Maybe people high up in the federal government and the people who control this insane New World Order system, maybe that's something you would do. That's not something I would do. See, I don't kill innocent people. But how many innocent people have governments killed over the past 100 or so years? They've killed a lot, millions. But no, we have to give up our toothpaste and hand sanitizer when we go through the security checkpoints, when we board an aircraft. It's such a joke. Let's go on to another news story. This is an Associated Press report on Rudy Giuliani. Let me just read it. When a mayor of New York leaves office, little goes out the door but memories, unless he's Rudy Giuliani. Government rules discourage the city's most powerful office holder from departing with more than token gifts collected on the job. And it goes on to say, when Giuliani stepped down, he needed a warehouse. Under an unprecedented agreement that didn't become public until after he left office, Giuliani Giuliani took out of City Hall the written and photographic and electronic record of his 8 years in office, more than 2,000 boxes. Along with his own files, the trove included the official records of Giuliani's deputy mayors, his chief of staff, his travel office, and Gracie Mansion, the mayor's residence, that became a legal battlefront during his Cossack divorce. The mayor, made famous and very wealthy in the aftermath of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, has long described his city hall as an open book. Well, you know, it's interesting that he'd just take 2,000 boxes and, 2,000 boxes of files and records, which is really public information. He just took it and, kept it for himself. And I don't think this is really anything new, but it's interesting that this report has come out from the Associated Press. It's pretty lengthy, and it goes into all of this stuff about Rudy, about some of his shortcomings as mayor of New York City. And it drives me crazy when I see the establishment media treat this guy like he's some sort of hero. Oh, he stood in the face of those terrorists on 9/11. He's the 9/11 mayor. He's the hero. When really, this guy is nothing more than opportunist and a complete and total scumbag in my book. And there should be an investigation into these records. What does Giuliani need to walk out of City Hall with 2,000 boxes of documents? It's crazy. And I know we have to break in a minute or so, but I hear the music. On the other side, we're going to talk about the story about how Europe is celebrating tearing down their borders, and some news on the cost of the Iraq and Afghan wars. We have to break. Stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, P.A. 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Welcome back to Live Free or Die Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Let's cover some more news. This one comes from the American Free Press. Europe celebrates tearing down of borders. And it reads as follows. Nine mainly ex-East Bloc countries on Friday tore down their borders to join a European zone, allowing 400 million people to travel from Estonia in the east to Portugal in the west without showing a passport. The free movement of people is one of the main rights of human beings, European Commission President José Manuel Barroso said as he hailed the addition of the Czech Republic, Estonia, Hungary, Latvia, Lithuania, Malta, Poland, Slovakia, and Slovenia to 15 other states already in the Schengen Treaty Zone. Many European leaders have welcomed the pulling down of internal frontiers as a new sign of the continent overcoming its Cold War division. But many people have also expressed fears of increased crime and illegal immigration. Austrian Chancellor Alfred Gusenbauer and Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico sawed down the frontier barrier at the Burg Petzalka, how do I pronounce that, crossing point between their countries to start 3 days of commemorations for the landmark change. So pretty much they are dismantling the borders. The erosion of national sovereignty continues in Europe, and that's really what the goal is, because according to people who believe in this globalist philosophy, members of the Council on Foreign Relations, these people in the European legislation, the Bilderbergers, I mean, all these people that are pushing for internationalism and globalism, they believe the concept of a nation state is outdated. And they're tearing down the borders in Europe. They're tearing down the borders here in North America. I mean, in Africa, they have an African Union. The move towards tearing down these borders is part of their philosophy. And of course, you had the EU treaty, which was just a watered down version of the EU constitution that failed passage. So instead of bringing the EU constitution up for a vote again, seeking referendums from the various people in the different nation states, they decide, well, no, we don't need to have referendums this time around. The parliaments, the individual parliaments can approve it. So it'll be much easier for them to pass their EU treaty, which is pretty much practically the same thing as the EU constitution, just a few things have been watered down in. You know, you see how these people operate. But again, it's all about internationalism. It's all about tearing down borders. It's about forming this one world government. And they are attempting to do that in incremental steps by forming these regional governments first and then merging these regional governments and harmonizing the policies between them. So the New World Order continues. It continues to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And, you know, that story just proves it. But let's go on to another story. Iraq and Afghan wars top cost of Vietnam. And this is from oneworld.net. It says here, Congress's approval Wednesday of $70 billion more for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan mean the twin conflicts are now more costly to American taxpayers than the war in Vietnam. And that should just be one reason for us to get out of there. We can't afford this, and our country is just going broke trying to pay for this empire. We no longer can afford it. Let's bring the troops home. I think it's that simple. Our infrastructure here is falling apart. Our economy is falling apart. I don't care what you hear on CNBC. The economy is not doing well. Look at the value of our dollar. We have another story here. The Taj Mahal is not accepting U.S. dollars anymore. That's an article from Bloomberg. And I think that shows you how devalued our dollar has become relative to other currencies in the world. It's gotten out of control. Another article here. All Iraqis agree U.S. occupation causes violence. This is from the Washington Post. Iraqis of all sectarian ethnic groups believe that the U.S. military invasion is the primary root of the violent differences among them and see the departure of occupying forces as a key to national reconciliation, according to focus groups conducted for the U.S. military last month. I don't think it's any secret that the Iraqi people do not want us there. So it drives me crazy when I see Bush and I see all these neoconservative apologists just get up there and say, well, we can't leave. It's going to turn into chaos. We have to stay the course. Well, the Iraqi people don't want us there. I thought we were only going to stay as long as we were welcome. But of course, you have this puppet government that's been set up that wants us to stay there for another 10 years. That was another article that came out recently. They want us there for 10 years, and they've signed this Declaration of Friendship. Or friendship, excuse me. Slight mispronunciation. They've signed this Declaration of Friendship with our government, which will essentially ensure that we have a long-term presence in the internal affairs of Iraq for quite some time. Now, I don't think it's any secret that we're going to be there for many years if this continues. We're building permanent bases. We have this embassy that is bigger than the Vatican. A $1 billion embassy bigger than the Vatican. Well, what do we need that for? We don't need to be there anymore. Let the Iraqi people deal with their own affairs. Anyway, we're up against a break. More news and information on our side. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back to the show. And we got some more news that we have to get into. I mean, I'm just swimming in information here. There's a lot of important stories that came out today. Let's talk about this one. Saudis are biggest group of Al-Qaeda fighters. This one's from Reuters. Most Al-Qaeda fighters in Iraq are from Saudi Arabia and Libya, and many are university-age students, said a study released on Wednesday by researchers at the U.S. Army's West Point Military Academy. The study was based on 606 personnel records collected by Al-Qaeda in Iraq and captured by coalition troops in October. It includes data on fighters who entered Iraq largely through Syria between August 2006 and August 2007. The researchers at West Point's Combating Terrorism Center found that 41% of the fighters were Saudi nationals. And don't you think it's interesting that the U.S. government considers the Saudi government to be a close ally of ours? And you can also look at the ties between the Bush family and the Bin Laden family. I don't think there's really any secret here anymore that Western intelligence, all these different secretive agencies, they're the ones who actually control Al-Qaeda, or Al-Qaeda, as some people like to refer it as. And you can just look at the history of Al-Qaeda, dating back to the late 70s. And again, I've made this point in the show before, but I'll make it again for new listeners. I'm sure there's new listeners that come on board and listen to these programs. But the United States government funded Al-Qaeda, these Mujahideen freedom fighters in Afghanistan, to fight the Soviet Union for nearly a decade. That was Al-Qaeda. It was a database of names. Basically, they're CIA operatives. So that's the history of Al-Qaeda. And when you consider the ties between the Bush family and the Bin Laden family, all these business deals that they've struck, I think it's painfully obvious that this leaves a lot of questions as to what happened on 9/11 and the validity of this war on terror. And we have to fight Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is everywhere. Meanwhile, more people die in car accidents and in swimming pools than they do from international terrorism. But, oh, we have to have this Department of Homeland Security. They have to use spy satellites to spy on us. That's another story I'm going to get into later. We have to have all this technology to spy on everybody to prevent terrorism. And literally, the goal of these people is to get to a point where anybody who does not like the New World Order, who doesn't like global government, is going to be labeled either mentally ill or a terrorist. And then under all of these ridiculous, insane pieces of legislation that they put into place, like the H.R. 1955s, the Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act, I've talked about those plenty of times on this show. But they are going to use those pieces of legislation, all these different rules and things they're going to pass, in order to label people as terrorists or label them as mentally ill and then put them away for however long they need to put them away for. Again, the Soviet Union did this to political dissidents and to people who didn't like the communist government, because they label people as crazy if they didn't like what the government was doing. Oh, you don't like what this communist government is doing? You must be crazy. So they put intellectuals in prison. They put political opponents in prison. They label them as mentally ill, and they use psychiatry to do that. And look what's happening here with this gun bill. It's just crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Unbelievable. Let's get on to some other news. Woman tasered at Best Buy for being mad. It's unbelievable. We see one or two of these every week, if not more. This is from WFTV. This originated in Daytona Beach, Florida, and it says as follows. In front of a crowd of customers, a Volusia County woman was shocked by a taser while she was trying to shop. The 35-year-old yoga instructor got so loud and irate inside a busy Daytona Beach store, a police officer tasered her, and she was in a Best Buy store. Now, is getting loud and mad justification for tasering somebody? I really don't think so. What's the purpose of tasering somebody for being angry? And I don't have the clip loaded, but if you go to my website, again, roguegovernment.com, and you click on the link back to the original article at WFTV, you can see a video clip of the police chief defending this officer for tasering this woman. Oh, she got angry. She got mad. She was not complying with the authorities. And I saw the video. She wasn't provoking the officer in any way. She wasn't threatening the officer. There was absolutely no reason to taser the woman. Okay, so what? She's mad. You deal with the woman, but you don't taser her. Okay, that's uncalled for, especially when you consider all the deaths that have resulted from taser usage. Oh, but the police, they're trained professionals. They're trained professionals. So we should let them use these taser guns whenever they feel the need to use them. It's such a joke. But if you don't believe me, go to my website and check out the link to the WFTV report. It's simply unbelievable. And even the United Nations, they've come out with reports saying that these tasers really amount to nothing more than torture. So the use of tasers in this country really needs to be looked at very, very hard. Because I just don't see the need for these things. I can understand in place of deadly force, which is what the original intent was. But when you got a bunch of police officers and security guards, all these people running around just tasering people for just these little things, when they're not even being threatened, there needs to be a change in attitude here. There needs to be a real change. Let's move on to some other news. Romney aligns himself with Bush. This is an Associated Press article. I'm not going to read from it, but the bottom line is Romney actually spoke at the, I believe it was the George Herbert Walker Bush Presidential Library, and Bush 41 himself introduced him. And anybody aligning himself with Bush, that should tell you right away that you shouldn't vote for him. Bush's foreign policy is completely insane. It's bankrupting this country. The policy is based off of BS and lies. There's lies everywhere. Lies with the WMDs in Iraq, lies about 9/11, lies about terrorism. And Romney believes in all this stuff. So if you vote for Mitt Romney, you are insane. That's fine. If you want four more years of Bush, go right ahead and vote for Mitt Romney. And I know some of you will. Some of you probably will, because you believe all the propaganda that's spewed out there by Fox News and all these corrupt media conglomerates out there. And you think the NRA is actually an institution that protects the Second Amendment. So fine, just go ahead and vote for Mitt Romney. But if you really want to save this country, vote for Ron Paul, because he's the only person that's going to bring this country back to where it should be. I mean, wouldn't it be such a crazy thing to actually have a president in office that actually follows the Constitution? But these days, it's almost like blasphemy to talk about the Constitution. It's just unbelievable. A few other news stories here. Satellite surveillance plan to be finalized. This one's from the Wall Street Journal. And reads as follows. After delaying a domestic satellite surveillance program for more than 2 months, Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff expects to finalize a new charter for it this week, a move that attempts to quell civil liberties concerns and get the program back on track. Mr. Chertoff also plans soon to unveil a cybersecurity strategy, part of an estimated $15 billion multi-year program designed to protect the nation's internet infrastructure. Unbelievable. The program has been shrouded in secrecy for months and has also prompted privacy concerns on Capitol Hill because it involves government protection of domestic computer networks. So they're going to spend $15 billion for this cybersecurity strategy. And we already know that they spy on us already without warrants. I mean, Project Echelon, that started in the Clinton administration. So they're going to spend billions of dollars to spy on us. They got spy satellites. And he's trying to quell civil liberties concerns. Oh, don't worry. We don't actually spy on you without a warrant. And that's been completely and utterly disproven. It's such a joke. And I could spend literally hours talking about this one subject alone. But let's get to the calls. James in Indiana, you're on the air.
Hi, Lee. The reason I'm calling is, I haven't heard you talk about this, but that's why I'm calling. I haven't heard anybody say anything or any print in the alternative media about this at all, and that is the World Trade Center 7 investigation. The NIST just got together and had this live webcast just a couple of days ago. Have you heard about that?
No, I haven't. Can you fill us in?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing because from what my point is, this was a pretty historic event for the 9/11 truth movement because this was a live webcast and there's an MP3 file out there. This was a couple of days ago, and Richard Gage from Architects and Engineers from 9/11 Truth was at that webcast. He was there and he confronted them, and then he put it into the record, all the evidence for a controlled demolition. It's on the record now. They can't ignore it. The investigation still goes on. It's pretty amazing. You really need to hear that. Also, when I was listening to them talk about this, their update, the diesel fuel that was in World Trade Center 7, the tankers that they were originally going to blame for the fires that caused the building to come down, they're backing away from that. Now they're saying it's ordinary fires that lasted no more than 20 minutes at any one spot.
That's unbelievable. I mean, there's no question that WTC-7 came down in a controlled demolition. I mean, there's literally no explanation for it. Is there any chance you could email me the link to this webcast?
Yeah, I'll email it to you. I'm going to try to. Also, anybody listening, you can go to 911blogger.com, and they should have the full webcast on there. Also, Richard Gage's speech, because they tried to get away with not having anybody there, because I go to that website every single day and check on it. On December 12th, they announced that you could attend the website and speak if you were a representative of an organization, but they only gave you 1.5 days to do that. So nobody knew about it. So I saw that, and I emailed Architects for 9/11 Truth and some other people. Richard Gage jumped on the bandwagon, and he deserves a lot of credit because he was there. He actually emailed them in time and was there and confirmed them and put it into the record, all the evidence that he has. And so you should listen to that that webcast. And I'll send you the link, but everybody should listen to it, really, because it was a pretty historic moment. It's on the record now, and they know all about the evidence that he has and that we all know about.
Absolutely. I'll definitely check it out. Anything else that's on your mind?
No, just listen to the show. I agree. Anybody that votes for Mitt Romney or anybody is an idiot, except for Ron Paul. He's the only one. I'm not voting unless I can vote for Ron Paul.
Yeah, Ron Paul's the guy. And thanks for the information. I appreciate the call.
Great, thanks.
Good call. I'll have to check out that webcast. That sounds interesting. And, I mean, put it this way. I mean, I don't really focus in on 9/11 Truth that much on the show because a lot of this stuff has been vetted out already. But there is absolutely no question that WTC-7 came down in a controlled demolition. I mean, for Pete's sake, I mean, the BBC reported, what was it, like 20-something minutes before the building fell that it had collapsed, and you got the reporter sitting up there, and the building's still in the background. You see WTC-7 still in the background. You have this reporter from the BBC, Jane Stanley, sitting up there and saying, oh, gee, well, the Solomon Brothers building, oh, WTC-7 has collapsed. How can they predict that? Somebody knew that building was coming down, and the only way somebody knew that that building was coming down is if it was wired for a controlled demolition, and that opens up the Pandora's box for all sorts of questions as to what happened on 9/11. Okay, I mean, the evidence is overwhelming of an inside job. I don't think there's really any question about that to anybody who has studied the issue and looked at all the evidence. It's just off the charts, and there are so many unanswered questions. You can go down so many paths to go down the rabbit hole. But WTC-7 is a huge one, and I'll have to check out that webcast. That definitely sounds fascinating. And, NIST has been withholding the report on what actually caused the building to collapse. So, they're running out of time. They're running out of excuses. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. Well, let's move on to a few other news items. I actually want to talk about this one. This one is kind of this one's really interesting, actually. Lakota Indians withdraw from the United States. This one's from the American Free Press. Let me read from this one. The Lakota Indians, who gave the world legendary warriors Sitting Bull and Crazy Horse, have withdrawn from treaties with the United States, leaders said Wednesday. We are no longer citizens of the United States of America, and all those who live in the five-state area that encompasses our country are free to join us. Longtime Indian rights activist Russell Means told a handful of reporters and a delegation from the Bolivian embassy gathered in a church in a rundown neighborhood of Washington for a news conference. A delegation of Lakota leaders delivered a message to the State Department on Monday announcing their unilaterally withdrawing from treaties they signed with the federal government of the United States, some of them more than 150 years ago. They also visited the Bolivian, Chilean, South African and Venezuelan embassies and will continue on their diplomatic mission and take it overseas in the coming weeks and months, they told the news conference. Lakota country includes parts of the states of Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, and Wyoming. And get this, this is a good one. The new country would issue its own passports and driving licenses, and living there would be tax-free, provided residents renounce their U.S. citizenship, Means said. That is very interesting. Very interesting. I mean, imagine that. Tax-free. No taxes in this new country. You literally have these Indians that want to succeed from the United States. And it goes on to say, the treaty signed with the United States are merely worthless words on worthless paper, the Lakota freedom activists say on their website. And, you know, this is just a microcosm of the dissatisfaction with the U.S. And the people who are running our government. It's really interesting. So if you renounce your U.S. citizenship and you move to Lakota country, you don't have to pay taxes. That's pretty interesting. And, of course, you have the secessionist movement and other things like that going on. You know, Vermont, there's a movement to secede from the United States there. And it's a free state movement here in New Hampshire. But this news is very interesting. I'm going to get into this more on the other side. Stay tuned.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
All right, last segment here on Live Free or Die Radio. And we're talking about this story. Lakota Indians withdraw from the United States. And this is an American Free Press article. You can take a look at it up on my website, roguegovernment.com. And literally you have this group of Indians who are seeking to withdraw from the United States, and they're going to try to establish a country within the United States' own borders that's going to be tax-free, and anybody can go there just as long as they renounce U.S. citizenship. And, you know, considering the state of affairs with our government, I mean, that's a pretty tempting offer. You know, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how the State Department and all our friends in the White House deal with this whole thing. But it just shows you how dissatisfied people are with the federal government. That's why Congress has an 11% approval rating. That's why you see these secessionist movements starting to pick up steam. Vermont, for example, there's a lot of people who are getting on that bandwagon, and there's some people in the South that are doing the same thing as well. People are just mad. They are angry at what's going on in this country, and they want change. They want a restoration. They want a restoration back to the constitutional rule of law. Yet you have all of these bureaucrats and congressmen and senators and judges and government officials that do everything they can to subvert it and to destroy it. And we the people, we are getting tired of it. We're sick of it. Just uphold the law, which is the Constitution. That's the supreme law of the land. It trumps everything else. So I suggest that anybody in positions of authority, I shouldn't even say authority, I hate using that word, but anybody who is a public servant, please reread the Constitution and become familiar with it. I mean, myself, I'm guilty of not knowing as much as I should about the Constitution. I really should study it and learn it so I actually know every little bit and piece to the Constitution. But unfortunately, I only have so much time in the day, and you know, I always can learn more. And that's really the whole idea behind this. So if you work in the government in some capacity, read the Constitution and re-familiarize yourself with what you're trying to uphold and protect. Of course, majority of these people are criminals, so they'll probably never do that. So that story about the Indians is pretty interesting. Some other news stories. Northern Rock rescue costs $100 billion. And this is a story from the London Telegraph. Northern Rock is, of course, that bank in the United Kingdom that had all these bank runs on it a few months back. And it costs $100 billion to rescue it. Simply unbelievable. The banking system is not on good footing, okay? And if you have your wealth stored in U.S. dollars, Federal Reserve notes, whatever you want to call them, you should strongly consider changing out of them. Buy some gold, buy some silver, because the banking system in this country is not doing well. It's not doing well at all, and it's going to get worse, believe me. I've studied this issue. They keep throwing money at the problem. They keep inflating the currency. They try to convince people that it's a market phenomenon, but it's not. It's just because the Federal Reserve prints more money out of thin air. So you have more Federal Reserve notes or dollars chasing the same goods and services. It's a very simple concept. Anyway, I'm about out of time for today's show. And there's some of our news that I couldn't get to. There's some police and protesters that are clashing in New Orleans. Some craziness going on there. More of the police state cracking down on the American people. But either way, check out my website, roguegovernment.com. It has all the stories on there. We'll be back tomorrow to do this again. Thanks for listening. Take care.